I started with Bell Laboratories in 1948, so I'm almost a doctor. Situation at that time was that communications was beginning to be provided by through these carrier systems. They were beginning to have a major impact primarily on long distance communications. Of course, at that time, most of long distance calls were being handled by operators. Mm-hmm. At that time, we didn't have any direct business dialing. That was all ahead of us. The technologies that were available were fairly limited. We had electron tubes. And of course, passive components, coils and capacitors, basically the discrete components. The transistor was invented in 1947. Point contact transistor and the junction transistor in 1948, but they were very, very crude devices. I can remember in one of my early years, I was working in the West Street Laboratory, the Bell Laboratories, West Street in New York City, and the director of that laboratory came in, and he had a mason jar, and mounted in the lid was the first junction transistor, and he handed it to those of us who were in this laboratory and said, well, you guys see what you can do with this thing. So at that time, we had already begun experimenting with point contact transistors, which are rather unpredictable kinds of things. So we immediately set about trying to see how the junction transistor fit into the kinds of circuits it had quite different characteristics. One of the things was that it was, as I recall, an NPN device instead of a PNP device, and so you had to change all the biases first. And it didn't have what was called an alpha greater than one, so that it had quite different characteristics. That was at the landmark event that I'll still recall, because that was the beginning of a lot of changes in the communication business because of the advent of the transistor. Well, we were, it was in a very early stage, and we continued to, the work that I was doing at that time was switching research. And what we were trying to do was to apply whatever electronics was available to reduce the cost of providing the connections to customers. And primarily, the area that hadn't yielded much to change from the Alexander Graham Bell days was the connection from switching off local central offices to the customer. We were looking at that time at the were known as line concentrators and ways of sharing the use of cable pairs among a number of customers at that time, because recognizing the fact that all were making telephone calls at the same time. So it was essentially a concept of perhaps switching device out into the customer to provide the concentration function and line sharing. Well, it was, the idea was a good one, but it was just way ahead of the ability to build such a thing in an economical way. But we experimented with using cold cathode, cold cathode gaseous discharge tubes, and semiconductor diodes, and all manner of things to somehow implement this switching function. Eventually, that idea was implemented and developed in the form of a 1A line concentrator.